ఓ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 4 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ది కిల్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది డీమన్ పుతన. సా కే చరీ ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనా నంద గోకులం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మనాం ప్రవిశాత్ కమచారిణీ. సాఖ్యే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానాం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. సాఖ్యే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. సఖేచ్చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. సఖే చర్యక్యదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. సఖే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతన ఏక గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం భవిష్యత్ కమచారిణీ. సఖే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. మాతృజీస్ సఖే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. సఖే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం యోషిత్వా మయయాత్మానం ప్రవిశత్ కమచారిణీ. సఖే చరి ఏకదోత్పత్యా పుతనానంద గోకులాం మయయాత్మానం భవిష్యత్ కమచారిణీ. సా దట్ పుతన కేచరి, హూ ట్రావెల్డ్ ఇన్ ఔటర్ స్పేస్ ఏకదా, వన్స్ అపాన్ ఎ టైమ్ ఉత్పత్యా వాజ్ ఫ్లయింగ్ Putana, the demon Putana, Nanda Gokulam, at the place of Nanda Maharaj. Gokul. Yoshitva. Converting into a very beautiful woman. Mayaya. My mystic power. Atmanam. Herself. Pravisat. Entered. Kamacharini. One who could move according to her own desire. Once upon a time, Putana Rakshasi, who could move according to her own desire and was wandering in outer space, converted herself by mystic power into a very beautiful woman and thus entered Gokul, the abode of Nanda Maharaj. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Rakshasis learn mystic powers by which they can travel in outer space without machines. In some parts of India, there are still such mystical witches who can sit on a stick and use it to fly from one place to another in a very short time. This art was known to Putana. Assuming the feature of a very beautiful woman, she entered Nanda Maharaj's abode, Gokula. Sakhe chariye kidot patya putana nanda gokulam yoshitva mayayatmanam pravisat kamacharini. Once upon a time, Putana Rakshasi, who could move according to her own desire and was wandering in outer space, converted herself by mystic power into a very beautiful woman and thus entered Gokul, the abode of Nanda Maharaj. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the description is given of Putana, who was a Rakshasi. She wanted to perform evil acts, terrible evil acts, upon children, upon Lord Krishna as a child. She was going to offer her breast with poison and tried to kill baby Krishna. Of course, we know, as the story goes, that Krishna actually, by that offering, sucked out her life air and liberated the big Rakshasi demon, Putana. But this is going on even today. If you look at the Yahoo News feed, or somehow glance upon the news in between your devotional service, there are everyday instances of men and women killing their children. Not just killing the children within the womb, which is going on wholesale. Not just abortion, which is now wholesale activity going on rampant, but actual taking of the children and leaving them in a car in 100-degree weather for 10 hours till they fry like a potato. This is going on daily. Police are picking up people, man abusing or beating his 10-month-old child. It's insane. But this is Kali Yuga. Prayana payusaha sabya kolo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. Don't think I'll stay in Krishna consciousness for a few years. And when I get my life together, I get some money, I get my degrees, I'll go back out and enjoy this material world. Because Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Prayana Prayana Payusa Sabya Kaloas Min Yuge Jana Manda. In this age, people are short-lived. If we live, we are all here in this temple, young men, young ladies. The oldest of men here, sitting in the back, El Presidente, is just turning old enough to begin retirement. He's a young man. But according to the standards of Kali Yuga, once you hit 60, it's all downhill. You're an old man. In some cases, rejected by modern society. You're considered senior. You get 25 cents off the bus and get out of our way. 10 cents off of the swimming pool or a quarter off the swimming pool. I think some other discounts. I'm looking into it. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya. People are short-lived, misguided, because what are they being guided by? Western civilization. And what does Western civilization say? Lock out your neighbors. Shoot somebody if they step on your property. Recently, a man opened his garage door, I think it was in Montana, and there was the high school students were going from suburban house to suburban house to go in the refrigerators in the garage for stealing beer. And it was a game for the high school students. So this man and his wife were waiting. They had cameras set up in their garage. And as soon as they saw some teenagers who were on the sports team, who were straight-A students, but happened to like this bad habit of, I think they called it garage hopping or something. They went into the garage. The man and his wife came out of their house, turned off the lights in the garage, or turned them on, I can't remember, and opened fire, killing the culprit for trying to steal a six-pack of beer, which, what does it cost? $10? $12? I don't know. Shot him dead. He was German exchange student. It was an outrage. This is going on. People are waiting. The man told his wife, and the wife admitted to the police, it's showtime, or it's, I forget the exact words, it's go time. When he heard there was someone in the garage. Can you imagine? Devotees go door to door under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please take this book. But there's a fear. The law in America, our country, 'tis of thee, where if you go on someone else's property, you're knocking on their door, they can open it up and shoot you. Of course, don't be scared, devotees. No big deal. This body, next body, you're good. But this is our country. This is the situation of Kali Yuga. So many countries. Kali Yuga, manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya, hi upadritaha. People are short-lived, misguided, unlucky, quarrelsome. People come up with fighting over anything and everything. Recently, another story, neighbors couldn't get along. One neighbor was formerly in the army, and the other neighbors had some problem with the noise he was making and some things he was doing. So they complained, police came, and they said, please, everybody just get along. But the ex-army man who had, what do you call that, PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome, distress syndrome, something like that. He was upset about life because of killing people in foreign countries and seeing people mercilessly slaughtered in foreign countries. So he came back and he decided, these three neighbors are really causing me trouble. And the police said, tolerate it. They don't know. I've been in war, and it's war. He put on his army fatigues. I can't remember where. Oh, Florida. This is where all the good stuff happens, in Florida. He went out. He shot one neighbor and his son. He went to the next house, crawling like he was in a battle, shot the next neighbor, and then the third house shot that neighborhood, went back to the first house, put the gun, I believe it was to the first guy's head, because he was still kind of groaning, and finished that off. This is Kali Yuga. Pranupyusa sabya, kolos minyugeja, manda sumanda, mato yomanda bhagya. People are short-lived, misguided, quarrelsome, unlucky, and always disturbed. Disturbed by trifles. Anything that happens will disturb us. In relationship, anything that happens is a disturbance. If you look the wrong way, I've said before, we were in New York going to a trade show at the Javits. And we were on the train, very crowded. And I was just looking, being 5'7", I looked up, there was a guy 6'3". And I just glanced at him. It couldn't have been more than a lava matra, an 11th of a second. And he snapped at me, you looking at me? Are you looking at me? I said, yeah, I looked at you because I wanted to give you one. We had a tray, a big tray of 350 pieces of burfi to give out at the show by Krishna's grace, prasadam. I said, yeah, because I thought you really might want this. So instead of getting pummeled, which was the inevitable, this guy was huge. And I was looking at him. He was satisfied with a piece of bread. Oh, that's pretty good. You make this, this is nice. And I invited him to the Brooklyn Temple, to the trade show. You want another piece for the road? I'm so happy I looked at you to be able to give you this. Because people are disturbed at trifles. Okay, of course my eyes are not completely pure, but all I did was look. Disturbed by looking. You look the wrong way, someone can, these days in the news, they shoot you. So therefore, Bhagavatam says, because this is Kali Yuga, you've got so many atrocious activities going on. Just like the Putana was trying to kill the baby Krishna, and so many atrocious activities, obnoxious activities are taking place in this Kali Yuga. And also Bhagavatam says it's not that it's going to get better. In 2020, it's going to be much better. People won't do that as much. No, according to Bhagavatam, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse as Kali Yuga progresses. We're not trying to be dismal or depressive or give bad view. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Dukkhayalam Ashashvatam. This material world is temporary and miserable. And as time goes on, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, things get more miserable. They stay just as temporary, but they become more miserable. People become more disturbed to the point where people will be eating their own children, just like rats, or eating their spouse. There was some case just recently where a college student, refined college student with loans of, I'm sure, up to $150,000 to attend his very high-ranking college, killed some other students and tried to eat their faces. It was a true story. I think it was last week. I'm not making these things up from the annals of Sura's tales and dreams. This was in the news. This was in the Yahoo feed. This is what goes on in this material world. And they're trying to analyze. Well, what drove him to want to eat the face of another student at school? To bite the face off. How can you even analyze that? It's called lunacy. It's called madness. Nunam pramita kuru devi karma. People are so mad after sense gratification, they'll eat the face off of the guy in the dorm next door. These are true stories. So, Bhagavatam says, yes, Kali Yuga is progressing. In 2025, it's going to be a lot worse. Stories will be more abominable. Things going on in the streets, more abominable. But we can put Kali Yuga in check. Because this is the golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by chanting the Maha Mantra and giving the chanting of the Maha Mantra and Srila Prabhupada's books, and of course prasadam, as I learned, we can avoid Kali Yuga. We can avoid being pummeled by Kali Yuga, literally. Being thrown off the train, so to speak, by Kali Yuga. By giving people Krishna Prasadam, Prabhupada's books, and by chanting the Maha Mantra. And as we heard over the last few days, it starts with us. We chant 16 rounds minimum and become purified. And then we can purify others. We eat Krishna Prasadam. We read and study Srila Prabhupada's books and give those books to others. And then we can be able to counteract the pernicious effects of this Kali Yuga. The last weekend, we were, Temple Bhajan Band was in New England. And one of the programs, we did 9 programs in 4 days, chanting and dancing. Madhurika was leading the audience. We were at one church in Plymouth, New Hampshire. In the middle of nowhere, Plymouth, New Hampshire. And there were 100 people at the church. We asked everyone, please stand up and dance with Madhurika. She started leading them in Vaishnav dance. running around the church room, jumping up and down. And I'm telling you, I was the youngest guy besides her. I was the youngest guy in the church. This was a Unitarian church. 60-something was young, mostly 70s and 80s. And they got an opportunity before they leave this world to chant and dance and literally associate with the devotees. This is our business. Everywhere we go, everyone we meet, give them opportunity. Jaledako tahi kaha. Krishna Upadesh, Amara Gyai Guruhan Tare De. Everywhere we go, everyone we meet, people are suffering. They're in this world. Even they may be innocent. They go to the movie theater and a madman comes and shoots 35 people. They go to their club and a madman doesn't like it for one reason or other. Mad woman comes into the club, shoots 35 people, 40 people. They go to work in a tower, and somebody, who knows who, doesn't like it, and they collapse the tower and the tower next to it, and the building 50 miles away. It's lunacy. What kind of world is this? Therefore, chant, dance, take prasad, and give people that opportunity. Because any moment, we can be snuffed out by the lunacy of this Kali Yuga. Any moment, anything can happen in this material world. Because Shastra states, param padam yadvi padam natesam. There's danger at every step in this material world. We're not trying to be negative. Oh, you're so negative. We're not trying to be negative. The Shastra states, you can't say the Shastra is negative. Shastra is transcendental. But it tells us, param param yadvi param natesam, that in this material world there's danger at every step. And that the only way out of that danger, as Savas Prabhu and the other class givers explained, is to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to take shelter of His holy name, His prasadam, and His transcendental literature, His deity worship, and His devotees. To take shelter of the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, now is such a wonderful period, 50 years anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, made such an impact. All over the world, people are chanting and reading Prabhupada's books in every nook and corner. In America, we're opening new BBT accounts for temples all over the country in places. I've been all over America, back and forth, maybe 50 times from traveling Sankirtan for so many years. But there are places opening temples in towns in Delaware and in Detroit and in Newark, all over the country, temples being in places I've never even heard of. And I've been to every little town in Nebraska and Iowa. But some new temple opens in a town that's Aurora. Who's ever heard of Aurora, Illinois? Okay, two people have heard of Aurora. Okay, he's from Aurora. Get out of here. Who knows Aurora? Temple opened, they're ordering $5,000, $10,000 worth of books. Who's in Aurora? The temple's in Chicago. Aurora is about 60 miles from Chicago. I actually know. I had a friend, believe it or not, in college from Aurora, and we went to his home on college break from University of Illinois. So I've heard of Aurora. But no one else has heard of Aurora, where they're ordering $10,000 worth of books. It's glorious. By Prabhupada's mercy, everywhere you go, you can't avoid the devotees. People have to cross to the other side of the street so they won't get approached to take a book because they think they used to think, how many thousands of you are out here? So, well, in the city of Chicago, there were, I think, 7 of us. In St. Louis, there were maybe 6. And they thought that in Denver, there were maybe, 8 at most, at the height of Denver, 8 Sankirtan devotees. And people thought there were hundreds. I go to the train, you're there. I go to the airport, Hare Krishna. I go downtown, Hare Krishna. Everywhere I go to the doctor's office, your books are in the office. In the waiting room. In the dentist's office. I was somewhere the other day getting a drip in an office. A doctor's office, not office, a clinic. And maybe I was a little dizzy from the drip, but I looked up and there was a Bhagavad Gita as it is on the shelf of the drip room. They're called IV, intravenous for medications and whatnot that they have to give you directly to your blood. I was shocked. Of course, it's L.A. It was West Hollywood. But I was like in ecstasy that as painful and ridiculous as this procedure is, I'm sitting there and Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is on the shelf with 4 or 6 other books. Prominent. I was wondering. I didn't put it there. I thought maybe Nomi brought. I don't know who brought that. Somebody brought the Bhagavad Gita to Cedar Sinai. So, this is our business, that Kali Yuga is progressing. The demonesses, the putanas of the Kali Yuga are being born every day. Don't feel bad. The demons are born every day also. As we heard so wonderfully explained by Rabindranath Prabhu. The demons and the demonesses like Putana and Kamsa are born daily in Kali Yuga. And they're spreading their cheer, so-called, regularly. Therefore, our business to spread Krishna conscious cheer. Sacrifice this life, just one life. We've had so many. Let us sacrifice this life, not for our own aggrandizement, not for our own sense gratification, not for our own name and fame and position. Sacrifice this life for giving people Krishna consciousness, because it needs to be done, and Krishna wants it done. Give this life to eradicate the putanas and the other rakshasas. The rakshasis and the rakshasas who are poisoning this world. Just like Putana wanted to poison Krishna, this world is being poisoned by the demoniac tendency. Give Krishna consciousness to suck out the poison within this material world and give people an opportunity. Let us give people an opportunity for advancing ourselves and letting others advance in Krishna consciousness. Kali Yuga is not going to get better. Don't think this is a fad. Don't think, well, this is fun for now, but later I'm going to get a good job. When I grow up, I'm going to get a job. I want to be this when I grow up. I'll use Krishna consciousness, but later I'm going to own this and run that. You can own things and run things, but don't give up Krishna consciousness. Because Kali Yuga means more Putanas, more Rakshasas, more Kamsas, more Hiranyakashipus. Every day, all the time, people that even they have some program, I saw an advertisement. It was called Living with the Enemy. It means that your spouse is the demon. Surprise, surprise, your spouse is a mass murderer. And you're next on the list. I'm not saying the woman for the man or the man for the... could be anything. Of course, in Krishna consciousness, our newly married couples, this isn't meant for you. This is for the materialists. Or devotees who are a little mixed. No. And anything can happen at any moment. And we're not giving a negative view. It's a practical view. Everyone knows someone. People are being abandoned all the time. I once asked my daughter, I'm really sorry, baby. Do you feel bad that you only have your father here with you and that your mother isn't with the family? They were raised by a single parent from a very young age. She was at Hamilton High School. She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, that you came from a family with a single parent. She said, I don't know anybody in my high school, and I've been there for 4 years, who has two parents that are their birth parents and that are still with them, with the children. She said, I'm in the norm. If you have that, you're weird. You're considered an outcast. Something's wrong. Isn't it, Nomi? She told that your sister told me that. Okay, later. So this is Kali Yuga. Therefore, we have to be very astute and very stalwart at giving people an opportunity to chant and dance and take prasad. And in that regard, this Saturday, during the all-day kirtan put on by Svavas Prabhu and Brajapati, at 5 p.m., we will have a bhajan class. Just like in the old times, we knew all the bhajans. It is not something foreign. We should know all the bhajans in the Vaishnav songbook Prabhupada gave to us. So we'll have a bhajan, we'll sing bhajans from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock this Saturday. If you don't have service, men, matas, if you can attend, and we'll do that on a regular basis to make ourselves strong in Krishna consciousness, to be able to give Krishna bhajan to others. All glories, Sri Guru and Gauranga.